Roll tape.
Keep rolling.
And we're up. Yeah. if you did that and you just like flexed, I wonder what the world record is for somebody just trying to flex all the muscles in their body. Oh, yeah.
Best sound we can.
Have the best sound in the world. I gave you the blue today.
I love it.
Yeah.
Speaking of flexing and passing out.
Jeez. You and these fucking tables.
Tiny table, desks, everything. Tiny chairs. Small chairs.
Well, you're just enormous, I think, is what it is.
No, yeah, we got the extra large version, so no.
It's fine. Thank you.
Works fine for me. I don't know.
Well, your 2 foot legs.
And arms.
Oh, yeah.
My dinosaur arms.
Troll fingers. So speaking of, so way back in the day, remember Andre and JT from the gym?
Yeah.
Remember we do backstage stuff at those bodybuilding shows? I remember seeing a guy was on stage, you know, flexing, you know, great shape guy. I thought he was going to win the whole thing. Next thing I know, he collapses on his face and like gets up, starts walking back, and he's just dripping blood out of his nose.
Whoa, Andre?
No, it was just some guy that was in the show.
Oh my God.
Trying to compete. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's not healthy for you.
No. Because they basically starve themselves once it's showtime to get that lean cut look.
And then when you get there, you're pounding Gatorade, muffins, donuts to get that sugar rush. So it pumps your veins up.
That's crazy. Yeah. It's a lot like cutting weight for a fight.
Yeah, it's very unhealthy sport.
Speaking of fights, what is going on this weekend, my dude?
I think there's a fight.
Yeah, UFC 285 card. Let's take a look. Ooh. We got Mr. 26 1-0 and that and one no contest. That one no contest is his one loss is from a guy that I think it was Matt Hamill, right? The deaf dude, Matt Hamill. He was fighting Matt Hamill and beating him up on top of him, riding him. And he got disqualified for like an elbow or it was some like illegal strike or something. I can't remember. I don't think I've ever watched that fight. I've just seen clips of it.
Like your PED test came back right now. Stop the fight.
Well, I guess he was taking like, remember those like rhino pills that they used to have in the stores, Rhino. Mm-hmm. They would be like kind of boner pills, but they would have like some steroids in them and some different shit.
Some booster type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
Caffeine and all kinds of shit, right?
Yeah.
They were called Rhino. And then the FDA caught them and then they went to Rhino 2 or Rhino 1 and then Rhino 2 and then Rhino 3, 4, 5, 6. They kept like re-LLCing so that they could keep distributing them, making money.
Yeah. What was that stuff we used to buy for Max Muscle? They would take it off the shelf and come out with a new name.
I don't remember. Paradeca? No.
Yeah. All those testosterones and Decas and Anavars, you used to buy them off the shelf over there.
Yeah. This is a good card, though, bro. We got Cyril Gon and John Jones. Jones hasn't fought in 3 years. So that's, I mean.
Yeah, we'll see. That's.
That's a long time.
That's tough to come back from.
Yeah. And Cyril Gon is on a big fight streak, I think. I'm not sure. But then you got Valentina Shevchenko. She is a fucking nightmare, that lady. She just destroys everybody. She's fighting Alexa Grasso. And Neil... Jeff Neal.
Jeff Neal.
And Rachmaninoff. I don't know those guys.
I miss the Ronda Rousey days.
Yeah?
I would watch all night just to see her fight, honestly. Yeah,
and your boy, Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah. My twin brother.
Twin brother, Brock Lesnar.
Twin bodies.
Twin bodies.
Yeah.
I remember when he, his first fight where he just like bulldogged, the, like just ran and like just basically,
basically speared him.
Yeah, he basically like sprinted into the guy.
I remember.
And flung him up against the, and they took him down, and then he fell down, and it was like just too much power, too much momentum.
He lost, didn't he, that first one?
I think he did. I think you're right.
I think so.
Yeah, he got choked out, I think.
And then he came back.
It was Frank Mir, right?
I believe so.
Frank Mir fucked him up. Frank Mir was no joke on his back.
And he just wasn't trained enough.
No.
And then he like went nuts and came back on a wild frenzy.
Yeah.
That's when it was good.
It's like Kimbo Slice. He was all hands.
Yeah, he was cool to watch in the streets.
Yeah.
Never seen anything like that. Uh-uh. And then get him in the ring. Yeah.
I didn't know Jorge Masvidal was one of those guys, too.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he has street fights. He was a street fighter guy. Just, I think he, I don't know if he knew Kimbo, but he was in the same Florida, same state, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was Kimbo? In Florida. I don't know if they were fighting in Florida. He's from Florida. He played college football in Florida.
Kimbo?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit. And then he became, just became homeless guy. And
he just decided to start beating motherfuckers up.
He was a big dude.
I'll never forget. Connor was like, hey, you got to check this guy out. So I check it out, and I'm just like, wow. If I were to see that guy in the streets, I'd probably sprint away. Just so he didn't think I was possibly looking at him or something.
Yeah.
You wasn't me.
You were scared of that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I still am.
He's dead.
I know, but still.
Yeah. I'll choke him out. Yeah.
Dive down into that grave.
Dive down in that grave and re-choke him out. Yeah, Cody Garbrandt and Trevin Jones. Derek Brunson, that's a scary dude. Derek Brunson's a beast. 23-8 versus Dricus du Plessis. What is that? Is that
canceled? So, but Julio.
Oh no! Oh, that okay. That was supposed to be the fight for Cody Garbrandt, but now they moved it to Trevin Jones. Cool. This is going to be a good fight. I want to do a fight companion one of these times. Watch it in here.
Yeah, on the big screen here.
Yeah,
this little tiny screen. I don't know if we'll be able to see it very well.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not that great. Yeah, you get like this is an LG though. These fucking LG, these stupid LGs don't get the ESPN app.
Really?
Yeah, they don't have a contract.
I had an LG for years.
Yeah, they don't get the ESPN Plus or ESPN.
Hmm.
You can't download them. But now at my house, I have the same TV at my house, this exact same TV. And I can do it through the cable company. So I can just like go ESPN Plus and it'll...
Live from layback at Luke's house.
Live from the layback. Live on the layback at Luke's house. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could take cameras over there, but we'd have to take all the equipment. That wouldn't be fun.
Eric's up for it.
No comment.
We'll have Levi come do it. We'll get Levi some spritzers. Get him wasted.
Some White Claws.
Yeah, he likes cocktails.
A couple margaritas.
Some mixed drinks. Yeah, who doesn't like margaritas? Fucking love margaritas. That's good shit.
I don't.
Eric doesn't.
He likes his Coca-Cola.
Yes.
Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Mountain Dew?
Eric likes Mountain Dew.
Code Red, Voltage, Livewire. Yep.
Voltage. What's the orange one you always drink?
Livewire.
That's Livewire?
Yeah.
That shit has too much caffeine. I can't fuck with it.
The sugar for me. The caffeine's fine. It's the sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't deal with the caffeine rush. You see those ducks out there?
No.
Yeah, there's like these two greenhead mallards. And then a female. They're
now, Shun, go duck hunting.
Yeah.
With the 12 gauge.
Yeah, get the, not the buckshot, the bird shot. Yeah, they walk around like they fucking own the place. They just walk on the pathways and the little bridges and stuff, and they just jump in the water and swim around and like take naps and shit.
You're like, excuse me, mind?
Just fucking waddling around. They're cute little things.
Yeah, when we went to Memphis last summer, there was a hotel where they had a duck show. The ducks would come out of the elevator and go around, walk through everybody and into the fountain, swim around for everyone.
Oh.
It's some famous.
Real famous duck
deal.
Show.
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was in downtown Memphis.
Oh, in Memphis.
At like their Benton Hotel or some old hotel.
Their duck show.
A real nice duck show.
Real nice duck show.
We stood in line for a while for the duck show.
That's crazy. Did you see that new UFO that that was in Brazil, I think? That the photo got released that was part of a 4-second video. I know, I was watching Russell Brand video. And he had Jeremy Corbell on, who did a documentary. I think it was on Netflix. I'm not sure which one. But he did a documentary about the dude that worked at Area 51 in the late 80s. And like he came out and told his story. And then his story has been consistent ever for 30 years. Like it's been this exact same story that he tells, that he was working on a propulsion system and that there were 9 different spacecrafts. And that everything was compartmentalized, so you didn't get to see what everybody else was like. It was all compartmentalized. It was him and one other dude working on the compulsion, the system.
And they saw some UFOs?
They did. They talked about it. He talked about it because he was afraid he was going to get killed. So he, that's why he went public. But he didn't really want to. He's not like a, he doesn't make money off it or anything. But he... but yeah, there's a new
I saw photo. The picture.
Let me see if I can find it. It's just like a orb in the street. Fucking,
I came across it the other day. I saw it.
Yeah.
Where do they live? They just cruise around all day up in space. They don't live anywhere.
They're refugees.
Throw down a giant ladder. I'll climb up.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. It looks small, too, like in comparison to the street. It just looks like a small, like a smart car.
It's to make circle. You a little nervous?
I mean, if every, let's just say this. If everything that we've ever heard about aliens is true, that they've been here for, you know, since World War II, that's a long time. 70 years, 60 years, whatever, right? So, doesn't seem like they're trying to hurt us. But I don't know. I mean, I think we're on the edge of some sort of technological advancement that that in like 5 years from now, maybe less, but in, you know, maybe 10. So between 2 to 10 years from now, there's going to be some sort of technological advancements that you and I are have no idea. Like, we just don't know. And even smarter people than us don't know. Gravity, I think they're going to be able to, I think they're going to figure out gravity, how to use gravity as a propulsion system. And then I was listening to Eric Weinstein on the JRE. He's a physicist, I think. He's a physicist. He's the brother of Brett Weinstein, who's an evolutionary biologist and does the Dark Horse podcast that I listen to. Him and his wife, Heather Hying. But yeah, he was talking about how science in the last 50 years hasn't done shit. It hasn't advanced very much at all, like as far as physics and string theory and all that stuff back in the 80s. Like, it hasn't really done much, hasn't advanced that much. And it's because they're complacent and people aren't willing to push the boundaries and be cowboy scientists anymore, you know?
Well, everybody's going to tell you what you can and can't find and figure out and create.
Yeah. He thinks that there may be a model where he took a phonograph as an example, you know, a record player. And he's like, okay, well, when you get a tape player and you put a tape in a tape player and you listen to a couple songs and then you rewind it to the first song, what do you hear? Right? It goes through all the other songs in time and then gets to the point in time where you start the new song or the song you want to listen to. But on a record player, it doesn't do that, right? The needle drops, the needle goes in time forward, and then if you tell it to go back, it goes up and over and down to the song you want it to hit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what if we could do that with time? What if we could go around time to a point in time?
It's not clicking. I don't see how that's possible.
Well, yeah, nobody does. I mean, I'm not a physicist, neither are you, so of course we don't. But I understand the theory of that. It makes sense to me in layman's terms. How they would do that is with a lot of sophisticated things that, you know, we don't really have built yet, right? But that's where I think things are heading. There's enough people starting to cowboy this shit, right? Starting to get into figuring out, are aliens real? Are they here? Can we learn their technologies, advance our species? Obviously, in the near future, whichever country does that is going to have an advantage. So, like, if it's real, if they are here, then if, you know, Russia does it before we do.
Korea.
Or whoever, right? Yeah. China, Russia, North Korea, Korea, anybody, America, Canada, whatever. They're going to have the advantage. They're going to be able to do a lot of crazy shit. Like, men will just show up with guns in this room.
Oh, hey, guys.
And arrest us.
I mean you no harm.
I mean you no harm. No, now I do fucking mean you harm. So, I don't know. It's cool to think about. Scary. A little scary.
I'm a little skeptical on it.
For sure. It's good to be skeptical about everything. But, I mean, even this image is like, what are we looking at? It kind of looks like there's a shadow, and then there's, like, something really bright. It just looks like the sun shining on a nickel or something.
Yeah, why are we saying that's a UFO?
Because it's leaked. I'll show you the video. Why indeed? Why are we saying this is a UFO? That is a good question, Jeff.
3 with Russell Brand. See it first on Rumble. Jeremy, what is the Mosul Orb? And tell us, is this a particularly significant sighting?
Yeah, it's really significant that it was able to be seen by the public. So let me be very abundantly clear. There are these orbs, these spheres. You said Foo Fighters, which all the way back to World War II, you have these metallic spheres that are traversing our restricted or war zone or combat areas. And what happens is, through all of these decades, none of them ever have come out from military film until now. I was able to obtain this image, which, by the way, was from a classified briefing about UFOs, or what they call UAP, unidentified anomalous phenomena. That's the true definition now. And I was able to obtain it and release it. And this image is the first time the world is ever seeing one of these UAP from a conflict zone. Now, why is this important? People were laughing when I said it about a year ago until they start understanding that it's true, which is that we sometimes shoot at these unknowns. We shoot at them, but not just us. We also know that Russia and Syria fire upon the same units, the same objects, which means it's not theirs. So whose is it? Now this image, the Mosul Orb, is from northern Iraq. Luckily, I was able to obtain it and release it. But here's the deal. It is from within a classified briefing. What was that classified briefing? That classified briefing, which was authored by a man named Jay Stratton, who ran the UFO programs for the United States for a while, he put it in there to educate pilots and aviators and our war fighters. Hey, this is what we're seeing. This is one of those UFOs. You should and can report it. We're not going to call you cuckoo. We get it. We see it on radar. We want to know more about it, because if we shoot at these, if we shoot at these in conflict zones, and we don't know whose they are, we could misidentify and have a fight between two countries because we're shooting at UFOs. This happens on a daily basis. Our pilots are seeing these orbs. Now, they're also pyramid in shape. They're also cubes with spherical auras, which is reported by pilots. So what you're seeing is an image they don't want you to see. It's from a video. They don't want you to see it. So the Pentagon is sitting there right now like, what do I do? Jeremy just released an image. We know it is from a classified briefing. It is of a UFO, and we designated UFO, and it's in a classified briefing. What do we do? Are we honest to the public? That's what they're thinking. So right now, Susan Goh, who's a woman who's the spokesperson of the Pentagon, is trying to figure out what to say. And right now she says, I have nothing for you. I mean, she says that to mainstream media. She says that to independent journalists. Well, they do got something for you. They got a 4-second video that they can release to the American global public. So I'm pushing, trying to put gasoline back onto this fire, make sure that they try to put out in the right way to the American and global public what this is. This is a UFO, man, straight up. They've made sure it's not a balloon. They made sure it's not a satellite. If you ever see the video, which I hope you do, it moves from the right side of your screen to the left. It is under intelligent control, and it is not ours, it is not China's, it is not Russia's, this is not a balloon, this is an intelligent control machine that is advanced, and we don't know who it's from.
Jeremy, do you ever wonder what the philosophical and ideological impact...
So, a little context behind, you know, just, if you watch this guy at first glance, you're like, this guy's a kook, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, this guy's full of shit, whatever. But to give him some context, I can't remember his background, but he stumbled upon becoming a documentary person, filmmaker. Let me just not talk out of my ass. Let's look up Jeremy Corbell. But Jeremy Kenyon Lockyer Corbell is an American contemporary artist, documentary filmmaker, and UFOologist based in Los Angeles, California. Corbell is a mixed media artist whose exhibitions combine art, fashion, and film. He is also a photographer, fashion designer, and author. So, yeah, I think he was all those things, and then he kind of stumbled into this world. And Bob Lazar, that first photo, Bob Lazar is the guy. And I watched the documentary. I watched him, Bob Lazar, being interviewed on Rogan. And I've heard other people talk about Bob Lazar too, and like nobody thinks this guy's lying. Everybody thinks that he's telling a truth, his truth at the very least. Like whether or not there are people who have also worked at Area 51 that said that they saw him there. He was on the buses in 1989. Like it's real. He was there, and so his story hasn't changed. In 30 years. So, and Jeremy Corbell made a documentary with Bob Lazar about his story. And so, and he's been deep diving into this topic for years, right? For a long time. So he has a lot of credibility in the industry. He's not like a whack job. So when he says these things, I go, okay. He knows more than I know. Like he's been talking to people for a long time and doing research and deep diving, and I'm just watching this for the first time. So, you know, it's like watching a biologist who studies coronaviruses specifically from bats say that this could not, you know, tell you why this couldn't be come from a bat, like why the COVID-19 couldn't have come from a bat, how it came, it had to be manufactured from a lab. I'm going to say, okay, that makes sense. You're an expert. This is what you study. This is what you've been into. This is what you've been focusing your efforts on. And this is your conclusion. Okay. I still may be skeptical, but I'm going to give it more merit than, say, Eric comes up to me and says, I know for a fact that the coronavirus came from a bat or came from a lab, whatever. I'm going to be like, okay, how the fuck do you know that? Right? Okay, Eric, drink another Mountain Dew, Mr. Healthy.
High voltage.
High voltage. I'm wired now.
Wired. That's funny.
So here's a funny thing that happened when the Corona 19 first started. I was working at a U.S. Marshal holding center for inmates.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go out and give some transport driver some weapons. So I went out into the armory. I walk in and the air ducts, they're pretty low in there. Right in front of me is a bat.
How big?
Because
I've seen a little one at my house.
Size of my two fingers.
Yeah, a little one, little guy.
Yeah. And he's hanging upside down with his arms like this and his mouth wide open.
Passed out.
I was like, oh, Corona, you know. So I go in there, get the handguns real quick, the shotgun. All right, get out of there. Sent somebody else in there, and he's like, there's a bat in there. I'm like, I know. Corona, let's get out of here.
Oh, that's fucked up. It's
pretty
up.
Funny.
Yeah.
It literally was at eye level to me like this, right in my face. I was like, wow, I've never seen a bat like that.
They're creepy little fuckers.
Kind of look like a...
It's like a flying rat.
Yeah, it's like a dog face. It was like a dachshund. It was weird.
Yeah. When we first... when was it? When we first bought our house and the one up the street, our primary residence, we were looking at something in the backyard. I think maybe we were with a landscaper or something, looking at like, hey, we want to do some stuff, clean this thing up. And he was like, oh, you see the bat? And we were like, what? And there was a bat on our, the side of the house, just chilling. I took a couple pictures, but it was tiny. It was like this fucking big.
Yeah, like 3 they're inches pretty long. Small. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, go ahead and get it, pal. We'll be over here.
Yeah.
They like to eat the bugs.
Good. Can eat all the mosquitoes in the yard. Mosquitoes are a problem here.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking problem, bro. We have flood water. So water rights.
From last night or?
No, we just have water rights. So our big side yard and around to part of the front is all the flood water.
So it just sits, huh?
So like they'll flood it once a month and then it just sits there for, if it's cold, it'll fucking sit there for a couple, like, a day and a half until it soaks in. Obviously, if it's 110 out, it's gone that day.
Yeah.
Like it's gone towards the end of the day. The end of the heat of the day. But yeah, I mean, that's long enough to cause problems. And you got to build up, they're called, what are they called? They're like little mounds around your house so that the flood water doesn't get up.
A moat? Moat, yeah.
A reverse moat, because a moat's like down is the water. Right, with a bridge over it. But this is like a mound to channel the water away from your house when it floods. And then you do it around the perimeter of the house, of the yard too, so that it keeps it just in the yard, the water in the yard.
Oh, it is concrete?
No, it's dirt. It's like a dirt pack or like a quarter mound, you know. It had been worn down when we first moved in and we just didn't know anything about this flood water. We're like, what the fuck is this? So a lady that was taking care of the flood water for us. She's a crackhead. I finally met her a few times and we fired her.
It is Phoenix.
We got rid of her. She was crazy, but, we got another guy doing, he's doing a good job, but yeah, she would mess up and like we would get our water and the neighbor's water and the other neighbor's water and overflow, and she wasn't on top of it. So it was all worn down and it got up in against our house and gave us termites.
Ooh.
So that's what'll happen is if you flood towards the edge of your property, you'll get termites. So we've had to have the termite people out. They were just out the other day, actually, because it's fucked up. You don't know you have termites until there's these little things poking through your ceiling. And they can be like this long. They're tubes. And what they are is these little tubes that they create to put their waste in.
Really?
They're shit tubes.
They're wood shit?
Yeah, like wood shit tubes they create. Huh. And so they'll poke down into your ceiling. In a few different spots, and once you see those, you're like, "Oh, I have termites!"
Wow, I've never been around termites. I don't know.
Me neither.
Cockroaches, sure.
Yeah,
it's Arizona.
Yeah, just spray around your
house. Oh yeah,
but yeah, so they had to come out and like dig a trench in the area that they thought it was, and then spray the shit, and then let it dry, and then cover it up, and then they came back. They went away, and then they came back. Because we've been having crazy rain, a lot of rain, and we just redid our roof, so they were power washing, and I think all the water dripped off, all the water dripped off onto that same area on the other side of the moat next to the house. They came back, so they came in, like drilled holes in the foundation like area and like sprayed this shit in there. Yeah.
Now, speaking of mosquitoes, so back at La Palma Correction Center, they had those moats in front of every building. So during flood season or monsoon season, it would fill up with water and just sit there.
Oh.
And sit there and sit there, and the mosquitoes would be in there breeding. Whoa. I mean, so you're standing outside waiting for these guys to come in from playing out in the yard, and I would take a towel and I'd be whipping it. I couldn't stop whipping it, or they would be all over me, on my back, my neck. Like these guys that were playing outside basketball or working out or whatever, literally looked like
chicken pox.
Their head, everywhere. And they're like, "Well, we have to go out. It's the rule." So,
yeah, and you need it.
I've never seen anything like it.
What about bug spray?
you're not allowed to bring anything in. Oh. It's a prison.
You can spray it before your shift.
Yeah, but
it doesn't last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. I mean, you could literally go like this in a strike, like get away from me, and probably hit 10,000 of them.
Oh.
It was like, it was that bad.
Oh.
Like an infestation.
Just take a fucking torch out there and torch that water.
Well, they would start pouring chemicals in there to kill them off, but I swear it didn't work. It was bad. You just kind of have to wait for that to just dry up. It's nasty.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes are dangerous, too. They carry diseases and shit.
You hit one. The big old blood spot. Is that my blood?
That's gross, bro.
Here's a fun fact about mosquitoes.
Lay it on me.
Only female mosquitoes are the ones doing the biting, I guess. Because they are feeding their babies off human blood.
Oh. So they are the vampires.
Leave it to the hoes.
Leave it to the hoes. Sucking the blood out of
them. Sucking the blood.
Sucking the blood out of you. Yeah, well, that's similar with bees, right? The males have a shorter life. They just are there to maybe impregnate the queen, and that's it. And like the worker bees are all female. So like if you ever see bees, you're more than likely seeing all female bees. You rarely will see a male bee in your lifetime. Most people won't see a male bee in their lifetime. Yeah.
They stay inside.
No, they hover up. They hover up in like really high in the air and wait for their time, that one time a year where the female, the queen will go and find the boy that she wants to bang, bring him back and bang him, and then they die.
Kill him.
Yeah, whatever. Fucking miserable existence.
Right. I just heard actually today Joe Rogan was talking about it. I'm sure it was a while back. Back when he was doing Fear Factor, they'd cover these people in bees.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the stunt you had to pull to win or whatever.
Yeah, they just like put them on you.
Yeah, they just put them on you, beekeepers. And he said literally another like colony of bees came over.
Oh, that's right.
All the bees rose up off the people from all their things, and they had a war. They had to like talk it out, like, okay, oh, everybody was set up.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were just swarming around like this.
Yeah.
And then
the beekeeper said
everybody out of here,
just let them figure it out.
Them be.
They're gonna figure it out. And they did.
Let them be.
Let them bees.
But
yeah,
got it.
Hey, it's good. I'm glad Jeff brought his jokes today.
That's right.
It's good.
The dad jokes is what the kids call it.
The dad jokes.
Dad jokes, dad farts.
Yep. Somebody told me every time you make a dad joke, an angel gets its wings.
Well, I just blessed somebody.
Which is another dad joke.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, UFC, you still want to do something, or are you busy?
This Saturday?
Yeah.
I don't know. This will be my first Saturday kidless for 3 weeks.
Well, let's go party then.
Figure it out.
Bring Jamie. Let's go do something fun.
See if the old Jame.
We have a turn Saturday, but there's a new brewery in Tempe I want to check out. It's called Thousand Mile Brewery.
1,000 ounce.
1,000 ounces is what I'm going to be drinking and not driving.
No.
Yeah, it looks pretty dope.
Where'd you say? Is that in Tempe?
It's in Tempe, yeah.
Okay.
And that's where our turn is at the Tempe house.
I'm telling you, buy a house out in Chandler or Gilbert that you can stay at on the weekends.
Is it 1,000 mile brewery? 100 mile brewery. I just have the 10X mentality. I just want to 10X everything. Yeah, it's a pretty dope little place.
Well, there's a 1,000 mile hazy IPA. It's probably where you got it.
Maybe, yeah. They took over a big industrial building and repurposed it.
It's kind of like that seltzer place we went to.
Kind of.
Except for same bigger. Look. Some nachos.
I just love breweries, man. Yeah, look at that.
Have you ever gone to a brewery and had a fresh sample?
Oh, yeah.
When it tastes basically almost like candy.
Bro, I've had mead right out of the tank at, used to be the Portland Mead Company. They had to change their name because somebody else, they had to, somebody cease and desisted them, but.
Chris Mead?
Chris Mead. Yeah, this guy Brooks. He had a mead brewery right next to Culmination Brewery. In Portland, you don't remember, but in Portland we were at the bakery building that was across the street from a brewery called Culmination Brewing. Awesome. One of my favorite beers.
You'd have to give me streets. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Phaedrus IPA is one of my favorite IPAs of all time. They brew that. They also had an awesome beer called Euphoric IPA, which used like Brett yeasts. And it was just great. It tasted like fucking pineapples. It was delicious. Mm. We would, early on when it was just me, Jesse, and Brian. And then after Brian left, it was just me, Jesse, and we had like one or two employees. Like we used to go over there for lunch and drink beers. And I
remember you guys talking about that. Yeah. I was already long gone to Colorado.
Yeah. And then we, we did that for a while. I mean, we did that for so long that they were going to name, one of the bar stools. They were going to put my name on it. That's not a good look.
Norm.
Yeah. I look like Norm.
Just your body.
Or just my body. Yeah. And then, the Brooks dude that owned the mead brewery was like always having us come over and sample his new meads and stuff right out of the fucking tank. It was awesome.
That had to be amazing because I, obviously living in Denver for so long, you got to go to the Coors Brewery tour. And right there on the spot, they pull it right out of the tank. Yeah. Maybe a little glass or whatever.
Some Coors Light.
Yeah. I was like, well, it doesn't taste like this out of the grocery store.
No.
You know? And then you get a sample. When you leave, you get a big sample of everything. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then hop on a bus and be like, oh, got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you finally got to take a leak.
I went with a guy that actually has to go to the bathroom more than I do.
You got prostate problems, bro?
He had something going on. I don't know. But we literally had to miss the bus like 3 times because he had to run back inside. I'm like, we didn't have that much, dude.
Whoa.
All right.
Crazy. Cray cray, bro.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? You guys, I saw you won some shit. This last week?
We didn't win. We sealed the deal on first place.
Okay.
So this game coming up on Saturday doesn't really matter because we've already won. Nobody else can catch up to us to get first place. So
that's Emma?
Yep, that's volleyball.
Volleyball? Fuck yeah.
Yep, it was pretty fun. Pretty good game. Got some pictures that you saw.
Yeah, I saw them on Facebook. Yeah, saw her in her serve stint.
Yeah, and her little couple spikes.
Serpo. Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's got a great... So I'm the head coach, but there's... lady that runs the whole volleyball thing is at the practice. She played college. We talked about this a couple weeks back. She played college volleyball. She knows what she's talking about. And I don't think Emma has ever learned so much in her life about volleyball. It's been great.
That's awesome.
So she's spiking. I mean, she spiked before. She's tall. Just...
Yeah,
getting up there and doing it, but like actually learning the footwork and how to jump and how to hit the ball with your hand, like it's there's technicality on every single movement. So fuck, she's finally learning that.
Yeah, footwork's important.
Instead of from me just I'm just an athlete, what should we do here?
Mm-hmm.
Actually somebody that knows, been there, done that. So it's been cool.
Yeah, footwork's important in every sport, and it's under. It's like under talked about, underutilized in kids sports, you know. But like, when I was doing my little MMA stint, it was like with boxing and kickboxing. It's like, man, there's levels to this shit. This footwork stuff's important, and it was hard to learn. I don't know, for me, I'm not very athletic, but it was hard for me to learn. But I just am. Got obsessed with it. I got good. I got good at my footwork. Not like, you know, not like John Jones or anything, but
close. You were really close.
Super close. Yeah. Yeah, man. That was good.
We should pull up some of those pictures of you with your black eyes in the ringside. It was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, when I cornered my buddy at the Roseland?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah. That's where I met Chael Sonnen.
Who?
Chael Sonnen.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Chael Sonnen is?
Mm-mm.
He's like the guy that almost beat Anderson Silva in his prime. Basically was beating him up during a title fight. He was like one of the heel. He was playing the heel.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that figured it out, like, okay, I'm going to play the heel. I'm going to get popular. I'm going to get views, and then I'm going to get a title shot. He figured it out. He's a Oregonian dude. Lives in Portland, and he did. I don't know if he does now, but he's on ESPN, and he's all over the place now.
Hmm. I'm sure if I saw him, I know
he's an analyst. Here, I'll pull him up.
I've been to a couple of those Roseland theater fights.
Yeah. Rumble at the Roseland.
Yeah. I remember.
There he is.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. He's the guy that was, he took Anderson down, was grounded pounding him for 5 rounds until the last minute and a half of the 5th round of a championship fight, and Anderson Silva got him in like a armbar or something.
Some weird.
Tapped him.
Yeah, some weird move.
It was like, come on, dude. You just had to hold on for like 30 seconds. They are the fucking UFC champion, middleweight champion or whatever.
I remember there was a night where a whole group of guys that had fought at the Rumble of the Roseland had cruised by Barbati's Pan where we worked.
Mm-hmm.
And we said hey to them, and they were going to come in. I think they did come in for a minute. And, you know, Mike's like, oh, man, we got to be careful. You know, we're going to, just in case these guys want to pop off, you know, like we're going to do anything to these trained fighters, you know. We're just some drunk brawlers.
you just beat up drunk people.
Yeah.
Who don't know how to fight.
So they ended up taking off. They went down to, I think it was Bar 71 or something, and literally had a big old mayhem brawl.
Really?
Yeah.
Fighters?
Yeah, some real fighters. And I guess they were just messing bouncers up, everybody left and right.
I've been there.
Thank God they left.
That reminds me of the time where I got blackout drunk at a Christmas party and saw some. Oh, I wasn't blackout. I guess I remember everything. But I saw some guy slap a girl. And so I beat it. I fucked him up. And then I guess it was a bouncer. I didn't know. Some other guy came over and tried to grab me, and I beat him. And then some other guy came over to try to help him, and I beat him up. And then another guy came over, and those three guys finally, and then I think a fourth guy, they spearfished me, or what is it called?
Starfished you? Me.
They fucking starfished me out of the club. And then I, yeah, and then I, one guy was like holding on to me, and they were calling the cops. And so like my manager at the time was like, once the guy let go and he was distracted, cause I was just being cool at that point, like outside. And then, my assistant manager at the time was out there, and he was like, run. And I was like, oh, they're not holding me anymore. Well, I just took off and I fell.
Into the tree, and you broke your knee or something, right?
I sprained my knee really bad.
I remember hearing about that.
Oh, man. I sprained my knee really bad. I got arrested that night. And when they arrested me, I went downtown, and I had shorts and shoes with no socks because they arrested me in my house when I was sleeping. They knocked on the door and my wife let him in without a warrant.
Come on in. He's in bed. Yeah. Hear him snoring?
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
She didn't fucking know. She's never had to deal with a loser like me. So she didn't know. And then they arrested me and I was trying to resist a little bit and they were just going to take me in my underwear. They were just going to take me in my underwear. And she's like, at least let him put some clothes on. Like, she talked him into letting me put clothes on. But all they did was give me a hoodie that I zipped up, no shirt, and then shorts with shoes with no socks. And that was it. And they took my ID. So I had no wallet, no cell phone. They just took my ID. So I got to the jail downtown and spent the night, and they let me out in the morning. And I had no phone, no money, and a fucked up knee. And I'm sobering up, so I'm hungover as hell. I had to walk all the way from downtown on that knee all the way to Selwood from downtown Portland.
You're all, honey, can you let me in?
Yeah, it was not good. It wasn't a good moment.
No.
This was probably 2010, like 13 years ago, 2011, 2012, 10 years, 11 years ago.
Those are the good old days when I could still instigate you into doing stuff.
Yeah, I was a dumb. I'm still pretty dumb, but yeah.
I probably still could, but I'd have you slam 6-pack of Talls before your wife got home every day.
Oh, when I was unemployed?
Yeah.
Before Trailhead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's cool. Have another one.
We were both unemployed at one point, right? And then you got the oil job.
Yeah, that's right.
And so you were in the oil fields in North Dakota?
Yeah.
And then I was trying to get out there with you to get some work because it was a shit time to not have a job, man. It wasn't a good economy.
2008, 2009? No.
No, it was 2011.
10, 11, yeah.
2011, I think. It was like right after I got married. Sucked. So that happened right after I got married. It was like the first year I got married. Like unemployed and then arrested. And so my wife's like, huh, what the fuck?
What a great way to start it off.
What kind of loser did I become? Who is this guy? Yeah. But I totally redeemed myself.
Yeah, I think you did okay.
Yeah.
And you're still a little shaky up top, but.
Up top?
Yeah, up here.
Oh, in my head. Yeah. Conspiracy theorist. Aliens.
Yeah.
COVID. Bigfoot. Military industrial complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Anti-vax.
Yeah, no thanks.
Kennedy assassination. Yeah, that's a big one.
My mom was alive for that.
Yeah, so it was all of our parents.
Yeah. She said that she remembers they shut school down. She went to Grand High. Same with Harold.
That's where I graduated. With my GED.
That's right.
Grand High School.
Mm-hmm. She said she remembers walking home and it was like a storm was brewing, so it was dark and it was just like a really eerie, scary feeling. Like nobody knew what was happening. They just knew that he had been assassinated.
Dude, I watched the footage. They watched it on the JRE the other day, and I watched it again, and they slowed it down, and they zoomed in on it. It was fucking horrifying. It's like they hit him in the neck, and he goes like this, and he like bends over to his wife, and she doesn't know what's going on. So she's like thinks he's joking. Or so
she's waving. She's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, she doesn't know, and then boom. The fucking headshot. It explodes his head everywhere. So two bullets. Boom, neck. He goes like this. Boom, headshot. And it explodes his head everywhere. And then she fucking freaks out and tries to put his brain back in and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking horrifying.
Oh, yeah, there's a part of the video where she's literally crawling on the back, the trunk of the car.
To get his brain.
Yeah. She's like, wow. Oh my god.
She's like crawling on the back of the car, yeah, just out of her mind.
Yeah.
And trying to get his pieces of brain to put them back in his head. Like she's going to fix it. How fucking crazy is
That's
that?
That's pretty sad.
How awesome is it to have a woman that loves you that much, though?
Right.
You know, or a person in general. Fuck. It's terrifying to. You're the president in public? What were they thinking?
That was, I don't know too much history on assassinations, but that's probably one of the craziest. Wasn't on live TV or something as well?
I don't know if it was live back then, but it's definitely recorded by a bunch of people.
Yeah, it was recorded. Yeah, I don't think live. There was one live one with Theodore Roosevelt when he was shot. He was given a speech, and he was, someone tried to assassinate him, but he just shrugged it off and continued his speech.
He's too tough.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, it's fine.
That's right.
Flesh wound.
Yeah.
It's merely a flesh wound.
Quite literally. That's like, wow, that's a boss there.
I mean, it's pretty, there's a lot of evidence that says it was the CIA that killed Kennedy.
Well, if you want to talk conspiracy theory, I believe the government is involved in everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
There's a reason for everything.
Yeah, they're doing all over there. They got their hands in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the guy that ran the MK Ultra, do you know about that?
No.
MK Ultra program through the CIA, which was this doctor who was experimenting with people in LSD. And he basically created the Manson family. Because they put Charles Manson through a program where he learned how to dose people properly and pretend like he was taking the shot of water, you know, just like we
used to
do.
Here's your shot and here's mine.
Yeah, here's your shot and here's mine. Cheers. And you're shooting water and they're shooting vodka. But that's what he would do with LSD. Like he learned how to fake it, that he was taking it, and then he manipulated people into killing people. And then every time he would go to jail, he would get out. They would get him out. He would get caught and they would get him out. So this same doctor.
Well, it was also because they couldn't really hold him for anything. Like I didn't say to kill someone. When really all he had to do was say, like, you know what to do, without actually admitting to, like, hey, you need to kill this person.
I'm sure that happened a few times, but there was also times where the cops would say, it's above my pay grade. Somebody else told them to let him out. Other CIA basically told them to let him out. So that same doctor is the one that went into, was it? Who's the guy? There's two guys, right? So there was Lee Harvey Oswald, acted alone, and then there's the guy that killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah, the bar owner or something. Yeah.
Right. So that guy that killed Lee Harvey Oswald
before he could have like any sort of trial, and it was just like a simple transport, and it's just like walked up and then tried to actually get away, I think, or...
Well, they caught him.
Maybe they just... I forget now if he either tried to get away or it's just like, okay, put the gun down and put his hands up or whatever.
Are you talking about Lee?
No, the guy that has shot Lee. Lee Oswald actually tried to get away.
Yeah, Jack Ruby.
That's it, yeah. Jack Ruby.
So Jack Ruby went insane and then got cancer right away. Like within days of his arrest. And he was visited by Dr. Oswald. I think it's Oswald. Who was the head of the MK Ultra.
Not Lee Oswald.
I'm not Oswald. I'm sorry. What?
Yes.
Who's the damn doctor?
Hey, I'm back, huh, Jack. You didn't finish the job.
Yeah. Uh, Yeah, Ford Strauss Anson Mount. Wait, this is a different name. Anyway, whoever the doctor was that was administering the MK Ultra, in charge of that CIA guy, visited that dude, the head LSD CIA operative guy who created the Manson family, visited that Jack Ruby guy in prison, and then he declared him mentally insane. And he was spewing all kinds of shit, like the Jews are on fire and all. He lost his mind. But why? How did he lose his mind? When leading up to that, the interviews said nothing about that. They didn't say he was crazy at all. Leading up to his visit, and then he visits, all of a sudden, fucking pumps him full of shit tons of LSD and maybe some cancer causing shit, and fucking now it's over. The one
he's like, try this.
Who knows? He probably just went, you know, motherfucker.
Okay, so no, it doesn't look like he was visited by that one doctor. He was treated by Louis Jolyon West, who did work on
Jolly West. That's it, Jolly West. They called him Jolly West.
Jolly West. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Jolly West is the doctor that was involved with MK Ultra.
Apparently, he killed an elephant with LSD.
He tested the limits in elephants. Yeah.
Have this gallon of LSD.
Right. Have this gallon.
Yeah, the MK Ultra, infamous for severe interrogation, hypnosis, and mind control program.
It's fucking wild, bro. It's just crazy that the U.S. government killed a sitting president. And, I mean, I want to watch a documentary. I think Oliver Stone did one, and Showtime's the only one that would touch it. So it's on Showtime. But yeah, I mean, he's pretty convinced that the CIA killed him. And then Tucker Carlson had a, did you see that Tucker Carlson piece? Do you know who Tucker Carlson is?
No.
He's a right wing Fox News reporter. He was a guy that used to wear the bow tie.
I think that's the guy my parents have on their TV nonstop.
Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson's actually doing some good reporting right now. At least he's allowing people to go on and say the truth. Like, at least he's not, like, bought and paid for by Big Pharma. That's what it seems like to me. I never watched him until a few months ago. I watched one of his videos, and I didn't like it, and I didn't like him. He's just an annoying reporter, but I've seen
for sure
the way he talks.
Yeah,
he talks like this.
Tucker Carlson.
Why would they do that? I don't know. And why would the CDC say such a thing? We want to find out on the next Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, that's the guy that my parents love.
Yeah, he's horrible. He's a horrible sounding person.
We'll be trying to eat dinner over there, and it's like, can we turn that down? Is that cool?
That's what he sounds like to me.
Like a seesaw?
Fucker. Fucker Carlson. I'm sure he's never heard that one before. But anyway.
Sucker.
Recently, he's been, like, doing actual reporting and, like, saying truthful things and asking questions and, like, okay. Somebody at Fox News said, hey, maybe we should repair our reputation and at least let one person go out there and do real reporting. Because, you know, they have not had the best reputation for real reporting over the last couple decades. So,
when Trump used to call out those CNN guys live.
And Fox News. All
like,
them.
You're a horrible reporter. You're horrible.
You're horrible.
Fake news. It's the worst thing I've ever heard. You're terrible. You're terrible. Yeah, he's...
I used to love watching that guy.
Who, Trump?
Trump.
Oh, man, he's so funny.
Yeah, serious.
I just saw a speech he gave. Did you see his latest, like, presidential speech that he gave?
I believe so, yeah.
It was talking about getting rid of the deep state and cleaning out the Pentagon and shit. I was like, okay, I'm all for that.
Didn't he? Is it the one where he literally called everybody out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why didn't you do that when you were in office already, you stupid fuck? So I'm going to vote for you because you say you want to do something, but you had a chance to do it for 4 years and you didn't fucking do it. Fuck out of here, politician. They're all liars. They're all fucking lying. They're all just trying to sell us to get votes, and then they're not going to do shit.
Well, if he can put the gas prices back down to $2 a gallon, he's got my vote.
Man, it's not even that. That's not even the most.
That's how much I drive.
I know, man. I drive a lot, too. But it's like, is that the most important thing? Is abortion the most important thing? I mean, these are just fucking things that they get us to fixate on so that they can get us to vote a certain way.
That's why I don't vote.
While they go start wars in these countries and kill innocent people, you know, in the name of profit. Mm-hmm. It's fucking awful, you know. Syria, Lebanon, last 20 years in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. Iraq. Were there weapons of mass destruction there? No. Oh, how much money did you guys make? Did you guys see the, I know Eric and I talked about it, the SNL monologue with Woody Harrelson?
Oh, where he dropped the script and just said whatever he wanted to?
I don't know.
That just happened, I think, didn't it?
Yeah, it was last Saturday. I don't know about that, but I watched a pretty good video on it. We should watch it. It's pretty good. Let me just figure out where it was. I mean, he basically summarized what just happened over the last 2 years in, you know, three sentences.
A lot of people are starting to do that. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Like the
narrative's changing.
Award ceremonies type stuff where somebody's going to present an award and they're like, oh, hold on a second. You know, let me call everybody out.
Really? Let's see if I can find it. It's one of the newer ones, I think. Here it is. How long is it? 9 minutes? That's all good. To multiple daily. Fuck your commercials. It's a drug commercial.
Woody Harrelson made big news. He went on Saturday Night Live and he said this.
Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea?
Except it actually happened.
So what's the, so did you mention vaccine at all?
No, he just said that they said, well, let's hear it again.
Okay, so the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians. And,
okay, fact, this is all facts. We all know this.
Does he sound intoxicated to you?
In the world stay locked in their home.
That happens. Always. That's a fact.
And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs.
Okay, there you go. Which part of this is true?
You keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea?
It looks wasted there.
That's New York, dude. New York is still heavy on...
Oh, they have no idea.
It's a low vitamin D city, put it that way.
So
look. Look what happened.
How long before you think they're going to start calling him racist?
The next day this happened.
They went after him. They went after him. Want to see? Woody Harrelson spreads anti-vax conspiracy. He didn't say anything about the vax.
Well, it's still technically an anti-vax conspiracy, which is stochastically anti-vax.
He's doing stochastic anti-vax.
I can hear when you're not fully on board.
I can tell you're not 100% in the cult. Woody Harrelson spews anti-vax conspiracies. Anti-vax. Is this the same person who works at these places? Woody Harrelson rambles about weed, anti-vax. Is it the same person? Do they all?
Were you listening?
Their same billionaire owner.
Say ramble. First of all,
yeah.
The important part is rambling.
COVID conspiracy, Freddie. Woody Albeck's model. COVID conspiracy. So
anyway, he just stated the things that happened.
That happened.
that you had to lock down.
Yeah.
They're calling them a cartel. Is that like the thing that's mean?
I guess. I just said, how long before Rolling Stone runs the headline, Woody Harrelson's a racist?
Because remember the video. Remember the video we watched about Roger Waters. Rolling right. Stone called him, which I
know it was Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton. They called him a racist, right? And so now they're coming after Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson spreads COVID conspiracy theories during SNL monologue. What? That's not a conspiracy. It's all true. That's all true. We all know it's true. Why else would the government mandate people to get vaccinated, otherwise lose their jobs? Why else would they do that? if the virus, the risks of the virus, especially for children, are so low, the death rate was uncountable, right? You can't even register the death rate for children. But myocarditis and pericarditis and heart attacks, you could register now. They're saying 30% that the heart attack rate for people under 50 is up 30%. 30%, bro. That's nuts. That's alarming. Like, if there was a 30% death rate of COVID, this would be a real pandemic.
Did I tell you about my cataract, what the eye doctor said?
He said it could have been from COVID?
Yeah, he goes, you know, a guy early 40s in having a cataract this bad in his eye is unheard of until COVID. He goes, everybody that's coming in your age that has a cataract had COVID twice.
Mm-hmm.
I said, really? I had COVID twice. And he goes, there's my theory.
Weird. Yeah, so I mean, you had two different strains.
Right.
So you had two different strains. But yeah. I mean, who knows? Yeah, I know it's not, I'm not a denier that it was a disease that killed elderly and vulnerable. I obviously know that that's true. But I also know that, like, if you're healthy, you have a good immune system, that you're going to be fine. If you don't have any comorbidities and you don't have, you know, low vitamin D levels, and you're not like super overweight, you're going to be fine. I mean, more overweight than us.
than us, because I survived.
Yeah, me too. I don't have any comorbidities. So, for now. Yeah, man, it's a weird time we live in where everybody can just talk shit about people that are telling the truth.
Right.
It's like, you can't tell the truth anymore. Because if you do, then you get name called.
Your freedom of speech is no longer.
Yeah. I mean, we have to air this on Spotify. We can't even be on the biggest platform. We can't even be on YouTube. We've already been threatened to be shut down twice on YouTube. You know, one because of my title, and the other one, I don't even know why. It was like the first video with Phil, the very first episode of The Layback.
Because it says The Layback?
No. All the other ones say The Layback. Ones with your kids didn't get strikes. The ones with me and you, the first one didn't get strike. Or, yeah, I think the first one. I don't know.
It was just the one with Phil, because all the ones we've done have been fine.
Well, the one that we did that played the video, I did one on my own. You're right. The ones that we've done have been fine. I played a video of the WHO. They were spreading misinformation in a video that was talking about misinformation. And I was like, what? So I played a video and I talked about it just by myself. But my title said, who, WHO, capital WHO, all caps, is spreading misinfo? ! So it was a play on words, right? And that got flagged. Because if you go against the community guidelines, which is the word I was looking for last time, Eric, it's actually community guidelines. I was looking for that word. I was saying group. What is it? There's some other word. It's community guidelines. If you go against the community guidelines, which is going against the WHO, which is the second largest funding donator is Bill Gates to the WHO. So if you go against Bill Gates,
forget about it.
Who wants to make $500 million on the vaccine, the Moderna vaccine or the Pfizer vaccine, which he did? If you go against that, then you'll get shut down. You'll get censored. Used to be the laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop. If you talked about that, you get shut down. Then it was lab leak theory, shut down. Then it was masks don't work, shut down.
You're going to get a shutdown saying all this.
It's all true, and it's going to be on Spotify. So, I mean, I'll try and put it on YouTube, get another strike. Then it'll be 2 weeks, shut down for 2 weeks.
You're in YouTube jail.
Yeah, you get put in YouTube jail. What's our next strike? What happens on our next strike, Eric? Do you remember?
Yeah, I believe it's like upload for 2 weeks. Yeah.
No uploads for 2 weeks. And then if you do a third one in 90 days, then it's...
Then you're out.
Mm-hmm. Three strikes, you're out. They just fucking shut down your account.
Get a new one.
Yeah, start a new one. That's true.
But I got to get boogin'. I got kids to pick up.
Cool.
Baseball practice.
Yeah. Full day. Well, hit me up about Saturday. Let's go do some fun shit. Hang out, watch some fights and stuff.
Should be kidless. I know right now Jamie's son's got something. It's a bad fever today and yesterday. What's today, Thursday?
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Yeah.
Get better.
Yeah. No biggie. Well, thanks for coming, bro. It's good to see you.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody can check you out on YouTube on your, where you're just doing layback videos.
I'm now on Spotify on the layback. That's where you can check me out.
Hell yeah. And then,
always House University on YouTube.
House University on YouTube.
Got to throw a couple more videos on there.
Yeah.
Get up to date, but there's a lot of stuff on there.
Cool. And Jeff's been getting us some guests that are going to come in. So, more to come. We'll have more guests and
next week. Joe Durham
next week.
Guy I used to work with at both prisons.
Okay,
he does his own YouTube page now.
Awesome.
Very great guy.
Yeah,
it'd we'll be fun.
Yeah,
it'd
hell be yeah. Fun. Cool.
We can double team him.
You tag
him. Wolf pack him a little bit.
Wolf pack him a bit. Cool. We'll see you next time on the layback. Thanks, everybody.